very good morning to you all. Welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Last week, I wondered why we had so many empty seats. Today, the church is full. Thank God. On behalf of the parish, I would love to welcome all those who are worshiping with us this morning for the first time, or those who are doing so after a long while. Welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are worshiping with us via Zoom, and also to those who will be listening to this service from our church website afterwards. We have come together to worship God, to thank Him, and to praise His holy name for all the goodness in our lives, but also to bring our petitions to Him. Shall we take a moment of silence as we prepare ourselves for worship? Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say this: those He redeemed from the hand of the foe, those He gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert waste lands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. For He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Amen. Our first hymn this morning, 132, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.
Yeah.
us pray. Gracious, loving, and heavenly Father, we come before your presence today with hearts full of gratitude and reverence. As we approach your throne of grace, we acknowledge that you are the source of all wisdom and the giver of every good and perfect gift. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in your name and to study your word. We invite your Holy Spirit to guide us in our reflections. Open our hearts and minds to receive the truths you have prepared for us. And may your presence be tangible among us as we seek your wisdom and understanding. Father, we come before you this morning, bringing our joys, our secret sorrows, and the things that we seek from your heavenly throne. But we remember also the sins we've committed against you and against fellow people. And so we confess that there have been times when we have failed to seek your wisdom and discernment in our lives. We have relied on our limited understanding and human reasoning, neglecting to acknowledge your sovereignty and guidance. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have acted in our own wisdom instead of seeking your divine counsel. We acknowledge our need for your wisdom to navigate the complexities of life and make decisions that honor you. Please cleanse us from all unrighteousness and grant us a humble and teachable spirit, eager to receive your wisdom and guidance. Accept us as we are, and accept our worship through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Our next hymn, number 153.
Thank you.
Good morning, children. I can see there are many children this morning in church. And how nice to see all of you. How are we today? Are we good? Did you enjoy the weather yesterday? What did you do yesterday? It's very bright day. Very hot. Was it too hot for some of you? It wasn't for me. I'm used to very warm weather like that. This morning, I want us to talk about wisdom and prayer. And I'll start by asking a few questions. What is prayer? What is prayer, somebody? Prayer. No answer. Yes, possible.
When you speak to God.
Prayer is talking to God. When you speak to God, that's prayer. So prayer is talking to God. So when we pray, we are actually talking to God. And what is wisdom? That's a difficult one. Again?
It's like knowing what to do.
Very good. Wisdom is like knowing what to do. Can we clap for that answer, please? Wisdom is like knowing what to do. Prayer is talking to God. Wisdom is like knowing what to do. Okay, let us take it further. If you could ask for anything in the world, what do you think you would want? If you could ask for anything in the world, and I don't need two things, you are allowed only one. No other wish, just one, yes? You ask for what? For God. Oh my God, what an answer. Yes, that's a good answer, because if you had God, then you have everything. I think that's the wisdom behind that. So you would ask for God. I didn't really think that would be an answer. Let us give a hand to that, please. Wow. It seems to me I'm now confused. I don't know what more to ask. You would ask for God. That's a great answer. So if you were to ask for one thing and you have no other chance, you would ask for God. Because if you had God with you, then you have everything. Brilliant. Wow. Now, I'm talking about wisdom, and wisdom is really to know what to ask for. And if you ask for God, you will definitely have everything. Can I take other answers? Maybe I've already betrayed myself by promoting that answer too much. But if any other answer, if you had one thing to ask for, what will you ask? Any other person? Yes? Faithfulness. You ask to be faithful. Very good answer. What will you ask for? Just one thing. Okay, now, if I had apples and sweets and asked you to choose from one of these, what will you choose? Yes, you will choose apples, all right? Yes? Apples. You guys are getting me very quickly. You are very smart. Will everybody choose apples?
Yeah.
All of you will choose apples. I wish I really had them here. So why would you choose apples? Yes?
Because they're healthy.
Because they are healthy. Okay. Why would you choose apples? Would everyone choose apples because they are healthy? I think you should have been giving this lesson to me rather than me giving it to you. Because you are very smart. I think sometimes apples stay in the house and I don't see you eating apples, Iria. But you would choose apples because apples are healthy. And I think that would be a good decision because you are thinking about your health and the long-term benefits of apples. If you eat sweets, they will be sweet at that moment. But we also know that in the long run, sweets can destroy your health. They are not very healthy. So You've all got the right answers. You will choose an apple. Now, in the Bible, there was a man called Solomon, King Solomon. Have you ever heard about King Solomon? No. I'm sure some of you have heard. He was the son of King David and inherited the throne from his father. And one day God came to him and asked that he should choose something. Whatever thing he likes, let him or wants, let him choose. And he asked God to give him wisdom and a sense of discernment so that he would know what to choose, so that he will be able to make the right choices. So wisdom is being able to know the things that we can choose that will help us in our lives to grow and that will help other people too. And you've answered all the questions I've asked you very well. So when we come to God in prayer, we are asking God to help us to make decisions, to give us wisdom to live our lives so that we can make choices that are helpful for us and that are helpful for the people around us and also for our environment. For example, we can ask God to give us wisdom to know that we don't have to litter places. When we eat, we don't need to throw away rubbish anyhow. We have to put it somewhere which is safe so that it can be recycled. We can ask God to also give us wisdom how to deal with our brothers and sisters, to love them and to serve people and not just for people to serve us. So there are many things we can ask God to help us to do. Thank you for all your beautiful answers. Now we will pray to God and ask him for wisdom. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for all that we learn from Scripture. And we thank you for great personalities in the Bible like King Solomon and how we read about the wisdom that he had to govern his people because he sought that from you in a very wise way. Father, give us wisdom too to be able to make decisions about our own lives and the lives of others and the environments in which we live. We thank you for our children and for the wisdom you give them. We pray for more wisdom, that as they grow up, they will know how to distinguish between right and wrong in their lives, and that they will be able to serve you as they serve people in the world. We bless you, O Father, because we know that you love us, and we ask that you continue to grant us wisdom and the spirit of discernment. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn is Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
from the first book of Kings, chapter 3, reading verses 5 to 15. Solomon asks for wisdom. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, "Since you've asked for this, and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in my ways and obey my statutes and commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life." Then Solomon awoke, and he realized it had been a dream. Our second reading is taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 16, reading from verses 23 to 28. "I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." May God add his blessings to this reading of his holy word. We'll continue our praise by joining together in the hymn, "Praise Ye the Lord."
Thank you.
us pray. Faithful God, our Father, as we listen to your word proclaimed and meditate upon its truths, grant us clarity and insight. Remove any barriers that hinder our understanding and soften our hearts to receive your instruction. May your word penetrate deeply, transforming our lives and shaping our character to reflect your love and your grace. Amen. Two themes running through our lessons this morning are God's wisdom and the power of prayer. And talking about prayer, a little boy asked his father, "Daddy, does Harold really listen to me when I pray?" His father was confused and replied, "I have no idea, son. Who is Harold?" His son replied, "You know, he is our father. You taught us to pray, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.'" Brothers and sisters in Christ, we gather to reflect upon two powerful passages from the Bible, 1 Kings 3, verse 5 to 15, and John 16, 23 to 28. And these verses offer us profound insights into the wisdom of God and the transformative power of prayer. In them, we witness how God's wisdom can guide us and how prayer opens the door to a deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father. There are 2 points to our text, and the first is seeking God's wisdom from 1 Kings 3. In that passage, we encounter King Solomon, known for his wisdom. Solomon was a young ruler. He had just inherited the throne from his father David. And in a dream, God appeared to him and asked what he desired. Instead of asking for wealth, power, or personal gain, or even asking for the destruction of his enemies, Solomon humbly requested wisdom to govern God's people with justice and discernment. God, pleased by Solomon's request, granted him wisdom beyond measure, making him renowned for his discernment and understanding. And one of the first things we learn from this passage is the importance of seeking divine wisdom in our own lives. Like King Solomon, we too face decisions and challenges that require godly discernment. When we approach God with a humble heart, seeking his wisdom above all else, he will not only provide the answers we seek, but also equip us with the discernment to make wise choices. God's wisdom is not limited to earthly matters, but extends to every aspect of our lives, empowering us to live in a manner that honors him. So I ask you this morning, how do you ask God for things about your life when you pray? Let us recall again how Solomon responded to God when asked to name anything that he desired. Solomon replied, "Give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong." But many of our prayers are often selfish and even vengeful. For example, compare Solomon's prayer with one that I recently read about. Several centuries ago, John Ward, a member of British Parliament, prayed like this: "O Lord, you know that I have 9 houses in the city of London, and that I have recently purchased an estate in Essex. I beseech you to preserve the two counties of Middlesex and Essex from fire and earthquakes. And as I have also a mortgage in Hertfordshire, I beg you also to have an eye of compassion on that county. And for the rest of the counties, you may deal with them as you may. And then he went on, preserve me from thieves and housebreakers, and make all my servants so honest and faithful that they may always attend to my interests and never cheat me out of my property night and day. That was the prayer of John Ward, a selfish prayer indeed. And I don't know how God would answer to that kind of prayer. But we cannot pray like that and expect God to answer in a particular way, because that is not a prayer in the name of Jesus, but in the name of greed. That is why Jesus Christ in the New Testament text teaches us about the power of prayer when we pray in his name. So secondly, in the Gospel of John, Jesus speaks to his disciples about the power of prayer. He assures them that whatever they ask in his name, God will grant. Jesus Christ emphasizes the profound relationship believers have with the Father through him. He encourages his disciples to approach the Father directly in prayer, assuring them that their prayers will be answered, bringing them joy. As followers of Jesus Christ, we have been given the privilege to approach God the Father through the name of Jesus. Through prayer, we can present our requests, seek his guidance, and experience the joy of answered prayer. It is not merely a transactional request, but a transformative experience that deepens our relationship with God. Prayer aligns our hearts with his, enabling us to discern his will and experience his peace in the midst of life's challenges. And God answers prayers. There have been many testimonies over the ages of people who have spoken to God and God have answered. When Hudson Taylor was sailing to China to begin his missionary work there, his ship was in great danger. The wind had died, and the current was carrying them towards sunken reefs, which were close to islands inhabited by cannibals, so close they could see them building fires on the shores. Everything they tried was to no avail. In his journal, Taylor recorded what happened next, in quotes. The captain said to me, "Well, we have done everything that can be done." A thought occurred to me, and I replied, "No, there is one thing we have not done yet." "What is that?" he queried. "Four of us on board are Christians. Let us each retire to his own cabin, and in agreed prayer, ask the Lord to give us immediately a breeze." Taylor prayed briefly, and then, certain that the answer was coming, went up the deck and asked the first officer to let down the sails. "What would be the good of that?" he answered roughly. I told him we had been asking a wind from God, and it was coming immediately. Within minutes, the wind did begin to blow, and it carried them safely past the reefs. Taylor later wrote, "Thus God encouraged me while landing on China's shores to bring every variety of need to him in prayer and to expect that he would honor the name of the Lord Jesus and give the help each emergency required." My dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, knowing that our prayers touch the heart of our loving Father in heaven and that he can meet any need, we should be confident that he will hear and answer when we cry to him in prayer. If we pray faithfully in the name of the Lord will be pleased with us and will answer beyond our requests. And we know this because the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for discernment to know the difference between good and evil and to govern justly. And so the Lord gave him more than he asked. I pray that as we reflect on this beautiful passage, the Lord will also answer each one of us according to our need. Let us commit ourselves to seeking God's wisdom in every aspect of our lives and approaching him in prayer, knowing that he delights in hearing our petitions. May we be vessels of his wisdom and bearers of his love and grace in this world, bringing glory to his most high name. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bring ourselves to you and we call upon you to be in our lives and to give us wisdom to make right decisions. Just as Solomon sought your wisdom, we seek to be vessels of your wisdom and grace in our community. Equip us with discernment and understanding, that we may navigate the complexities of life with wisdom that comes from you alone. Help us to be faithful stewards of the gifts you have bestowed upon us, using them to advance your kingdom and bringing glory to your most high name. Amen. We will sing again, "In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found."
Thank you.
Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we bring ourselves and our offering before you. Take our gifts of money from us to do your work in the world. We dedicate our Newport-on-Tay Church to your service. May this congregation be a place where your presence dwells and where your love is evident to all who come in here. Empower those who provide leadership with wisdom and guidance as we shepherd the flock and minister to the needs of our congregation. May our church be a beacon of hope and a center of worship, fellowship and discipleship for the community. Heavenly Father, we offer our heartfelt thanksgiving to you. We are grateful for the wisdom and understanding we find in your word. We thank you for the privilege of prayer and for the promise that when we approach you in Jesus' name, you hear us and answer our prayers. Thank you for your faithfulness, for your provision and guidance in every aspect of our lives. We thank you for the blessings and provisions you have bestowed upon our congregation and community. We give thanks for the relationships, fellowship, and support we experience within our church family. We are grateful for the ways in which you have answered our prayers and for the testimonies of your faithfulness in our midst. We thank you for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. We are grateful for his sacrifice on the cross and the hope we have in him. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins, the reconciliation with you, and the eternal life we receive through faith in him. Gracious and loving God, we come before your presence in this moment, lifting up our prayers on behalf of our community, our nation, and the world. We are grateful for the wisdom and guidance we find in the pages of Scripture. As we seek your will and intercede for others, may your Holy Spirit guide our words and our intentions. Lord, we intercede for our local community. We pray for the people of Newport-on-Tay, that they may experience your love and grace. We ask for unity, compassion, and understanding among neighbors. May we extend a helping hand to those in need and share the good news of Jesus Christ with boldness and humility. We lift up our nation before you, O Lord. In the midst of social, political, and cultural changes, we pray for wisdom and discernment for our leaders at all levels of government. Help them make decisions that promote justice, equality, and the well-being of all citizens. Guide our nation towards peace, reconciliation, and harmony, that we may be a shining example of your love to the world. In the light of the global community, we intercede for all nations and peoples. We pray for peace and reconciliation in areas of conflict and violence. Bring conflict to those who suffer from war, poverty, and injustice. May your wisdom and grace prevail, leading to healing and restoration. We pray for unity among nations, that together we may address global challenges such as climate change, poverty, and inequality. We also bring before you the specific needs and concerns of our congregation and of individuals. We pray for healing for the sick, comfort for the grieving, strength for the weary, and provision for the vulnerable. Pour out your mercy and grace upon those facing financial difficulties, relationship struggles, and emotional pain. May your peace, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ, for in his name we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith, the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, our final hymn, number 182. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.